Welcome to Be Truly Heard with me, coach and voice expert Anne Leatherland. If you're a woman in business looking to speak with authority, warmth and authenticity, this is the podcast for you. We'll explore valuable personal growth strategies alongside vocal skills, so you can overcome confidence barriers and communicate what's inside. Your voice matters. It's time to be truly heard. Hello and welcome to Be Truly Heard with me, your host, Anne Leatherland. Have you ever felt that speaking your truth with authenticity is challenging, regardless of all your planning and all your skills? That you need something extra, but you're not quite sure how to find it? Well, this episode is all about that. We need inner strength to overcome the things that hold us back. And my guest today knows a lot about inner strength and how to use it. She's Annie Mood, and I'm delighted to have you here, Annie.
Hello.
She's a stress and wellbeing coach, trainer, author, speaker, special education needs advisor, and autism mum. And she works with organisations and individuals. Annie's based in London. She started as a teacher and transitioned and has worked with children and is now mainly working with women as a coach. So it's great to see you here, Annie. Tell us a bit more about yourself and your work.
Hi, and thank you so much for having me. Okay, so I am a stress and wellbeing coach and I work with individuals. I am also a healer. So I put the two together where I support their energetics as well as their mindset, their emotional well-being and spiritual well-being in order to live that happier life that they envision for themselves.
That's so great. And we have many overlaps in that, don't we? We work in slightly different ways and different areas. But I really love your idea about energy. And the fact that energy is something that links us all. And very much it's a case of knowing what our energy is and understanding the energy of other people so that we can communicate with them and so that we can cope with those communications. So you also do a lot of work linked to performance anxiety, don't you?
I do. So as a classroom teacher for many years, one of the challenges that I experienced was emotional disturbances within the classroom, which looks like challenging behavior, which looks like lack of concentration. So I was not a great fan of the reward and consequence idea. It just did not fit with my understanding with, you know, how I wanted to support children and pretty much anyone else. So it was through that and learning how to do something called emotional freedom technique, which I introduced into the classroom. And I've written a book about it. It's called A New Approach to Calm Classrooms, Do the Natti Lala with Silent Tapping. Now, Natti Lala is actually an acronym that we take the children through different stages. But it was through that that I learned and started teaching how to manage your own emotions so for better performance, for better memory, for better focus and concentration. And it was literally at the children's fingertips. Now, it was children all the way from infants all the way up to secondary school that were able to be empowered to manage their own emotions and become more aware of their emotions.
That's so important to be able to self-regulate, isn't it? And to be able to deal with those feelings when they crop up. And I'm sure if there are teachers out there listening to this podcast, they'd be very interested in your book. So I'll get you to remind us of that again at the end, Annie. That sounds absolutely fascinating. So I imagine you've taken those ideas and you've moved them into working with adults as well. Is that what happened?
Yeah, the adults just followed because in fact, it was the children that started teaching their parents how to manage Yeah, how to manage their emotions. And I remember one story where a child came up to me and said, "Miss, my dad was going for his driver's license and he was so nervous. So I taught him the tapping and he was fine and he passed."
Amazing.
So yes, I have worked with children and I still work with children and I work with adults as well with the same technique. That is just one of the techniques that I use.
Perfect. I mean, children are people too. And I think sometimes we lose sight of that, don't we? And it's such an important thing. They're just little adults in the sense that they're going to develop into adults. They're the beginnings of their life and they need that help as well, just as much as we do. And if they don't get it, then when they do become adults, then it's so much harder again, isn't it? They haven't got that behind them. They haven't got that emotional self-regulation, the ability to cope.
So, well, that's the most important thing, I think, you know, placing this in their hands at such a young age, they will have this forever. Even if they forget, they come back, they remember, it's such an easy technique, they will have this forever.
Yeah. And so in a way, you're giving them the inner strength that they need, aren't you, to take through into adulthood?
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Yeah. So what kind of issues then do you find when you're working with the women that you work with?
What kind of issues they have? Generally, it's a low self-esteem.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it's depression. I find that sometimes women are finding it quite difficult to communicate in their relationships. They find it quite difficult to communicate in their relationships.
Mm-hmm.
And I do have one client who has gone from not working or not having the self-esteem to believe in herself,
mm-hmm.
to now owning her own business as a talent agent.
Amazing.
And yeah, so it is a challenging journey because healing is not easy, right?
No.
If you want to step into the healing arena, I have to say it is not easy, but the rewards are 100 times better. Rewards that you wouldn't even expect, because this client had said to me, "I didn't even see this coming."
Yes, I very much find that in my work as well. It's a journey and it's not always easy. It might seem that there are stumbling blocks along the way or places that you don't want to go. But by taking that journey and then looking back, you can see just how far you've come. And you arrive at a destination that's so much better than you even thought possible.
Yes.
So I think that's what I'm hearing. And I think that resonates with me as well in terms of what we both do. And so if we could define this inner strength that we want to give to people, or, you know, that we feel we need when we have to stand up and speak and get our truth out, what would it be for you? What does inner strength mean to you?
We all are born with inner strength. It is not something that we go and seek outwards. It is something that's within us. So as human beings, we are programmed, you know, there's a lot of program, there's a lot of perception in our young age, where in our childhood, when people say things to us, we perceive it in a certain way.
Mm-hmm.
And there is, a lot of programming due to our environment, our authority figures, and, you know, our parents, our grandparents in a generational background, all of that just sort of, it adds layers of who we think we are.
Mm.
So when you go onto the healing journey, you start to peel back those layers, and the inner strength is the plant that's been covered with a lot of soil that starts to emerge again.
Yes. And I love the layers idea, because, you know, from having been on my masterclass this week, you kindly came along to have a look at it, that I think of a person as being layered as well, you know, in terms of having we have our inner self, we have our programming, our subconscious, we have our consciousness, and we have our energy that we share with other people. You might have a different picture of it than that, but I know that we concur on a number of things. And it's that programming layer for me that is coming up in my mind when you're speaking about those things. The things that we take on board and we don't even realize we've been brought up with them, they become part of our belief system. And sometimes they act against who we really want to be and how we really want to show up. And so that's what we're dealing with as coaches, really, Annie, isn't it, I think?
Yes, as coaches, it's very much us questioning. It's the way that we question our clients in order for them to get their own insights. Mm. So we don't actually say, right, this is what you should be doing, because that's just programming. That's just another programming for another person.
Yeah, yeah. It's more a case of what would it be like if, or
it's directing the thinking.
Yeah.
Yes.
Let's explore how you feel about XYZ, or let's explore how you want to show up in the world. And then we can get into the whole value system and the belief system and looking at whether those two things are in line with each other, because very often if they're not, that's when we have the problems. But I love that. And I know that you're very much in favour of holding the space for people and listening as well, aren't you?
Yes, absolutely. That is what a coach's job is, to listen, to hear what people are saying, and then direct the questions so that they can come up with their own insights.
So ideally, you're looking to facilitate people so that they can get over this programming, over these things that they've been carrying with them, and express themselves in the way that they really want to, so they can let the inner part of themselves out. Would that be relatively accurate?
Yeah, absolutely. I think people call it authenticity, or they call it being your real self or your inner voice. There's lots of different ways that it's being described, and inner strength. But most people believe, because of the programming, that inner strength is out there. You go and get it.
Of course, yeah.
Yeah.
No, it has to come from inside. And it's that idea that, you know, whatever we need, we've already got it inside us. And it took me a long time to learn that, you know.
Yeah, I love what you said. We come into this planet with everything that we need. And then we start to absorb our environment and think that's who we are.
Yes.
So when a baby is born, a baby knows when to cry. It knows when it's hungry. Its heart is beating. It knows when it wants, you know, it's when it wants cuddles. How does it know? How do animals know? They know that they've got to feed themselves. So we come into this world with everything that we need. And then we have the layers placed upon us. We become adults and we start to remove those layers.
yeah, totally. And I completely understand what you mean by that. And I also know that you've had to find inner strength in your life, Annie, and that you've come on quite a journey. Can you tell us a bit about your story?
I was born and raised in South Africa, and I grew up in apartheid. So I spent my entire childhood up to the age of 18 in apartheid. So segregation was the norm for us, was the norm for me. But I did experience one very significant trauma at the age of 4, where there was rioting, and you know, my parents were told by my neighbors that they were coming to take our houses. And at the age of 4, I heard this and I went into complete shock. And up to this day, my mother says, I thought I was going to lose you that night because I shook with terror. And eventually, you know, my parents put my brother and I in the car to show us that everything was okay. But at the age of 4, when you're looking at army trucks and you've got the police talking to you saying, everything's okay, my child, it is so well intended, but in my little brain, I perceived it as fear, as the most amount of fear that you could ever experience. And so I became selective mute, which meant that in school, I could not speak to my teachers. I could not speak to any authority figure. If they asked me a question, I would just about whisper in their ear. And my mum did a lot of the talking for me at times when I'd go into these shocks, when a teacher would say to me, you know, just even if I was complimented, I would go into shock. So it was a very challenging primary school experience and a bit of secondary school experience. And that's where, you know, I had to develop inner strength in order to speak, because there was something in me that wanted more than to be quiet and shy, which is what it was known to be. Yes. To be honest, I did not know I was selective mute until I started working with selective mutes.
Ah, I see. I mean, I can't even imagine the trauma of that and how difficult that was for you. But then you left South Africa, didn't you? And you went on and came to the UK and got into teaching. How did you make that transition and find your voice in all of that, Annie?
It was a process. It was definitely a process. To be honest, I didn't do it on my own. I started going for counseling at the age of 22.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember my boyfriend at the time said to me, if you don't speak, people think you can't speak English. So, because I'm Indian South African, so, you know.
Right.
And it was all those little nudges that made me or brought me to a point where I had to speak for survival.
Because
I was no longer in cocoon of my parents.
Right.
Where I could hide, I could be quiet, I decided to come to the UK because I had this desire to travel the world.
Yes, yeah.
And that desire was stronger than the feeling of being shy and being quiet and, you know, reclusive. So I guess, you know, that's what really moved me forward. So I call it a spark, because sometimes, and it still happens, sometimes something will just click into place and you move forward. And I think that's what people need to learn. And that's what my clients learn as well. That little spark that's within them, when it shows itself, listen to it and follow it, because it will take you to the next phase. And that's the inner strength, is that believe, there's the little bit of you, that intuition, you may call it intuition, you may call it inner voice, you may, you know, it is that little spark that keeps you going. You might even call it, you know, the universe or God, whatever it is, it doesn't matter what name you give it, but listen to it. And how do you know what it is? It doesn't come from fear.
No.
If you know fear, it comes from a place of complete calm, and this is what I want to do. This is, but it is a spark. It can go very quickly.
Yes.
So
yes.
you train yourself to become aware of it.
Yes, I can identify with that. I've had a few spark moments in my life, and usually where I feel sort of rock bottom, and I don't know what I'm going to do. And then that spark, that intuition kicks in. And, oh, okay, it means going in a totally different direction. It means coming out of my box a bit. It's a bit of a journey. And then we start to find the inner strength to get over the fear of that. And that makes all the difference. Gosh, I could speak with you all day, Annie. It's so amazing. And I'm sure that the listeners out there will really have enjoyed what you had to say. But overall then, the big message I'm taking from today is that we have this inner strength inside us. We have this spark of energy that can help us to get over most situations, well, all situations, and so that we can show up as we want to show up in life. And we can then reach out and communicate with others in the way that we want to. Thank you so much, Annie, for being on the podcast today.
Oh, thank you for inviting me. It's been really fun talking to you.
Remind people about your book and let us know where we can get in touch with you as well if we want to know more.
Okay, so I have two books. So the first one is The first one is a new approach to calm classrooms, and you can find that on Amazon, any Amazon. If you've got Amazon in your country, then it is on Amazon. The second book is called Insights into Self-Empowerment, and I'm writing a chapter in that book, and it is all about my journey. It is all about how to build inner strength, and I actually take you through the tapping technique in the chapter. So if anybody wants to learn about the tapping technique, which is really simple, it is in both books, actually. That's how much respect I have for the technique.
So let us know where else we can contact you. I know you have a Facebook group, Annie. What about a website?
I do have a website, and it's called animood.newzenler.com. My Facebook group is called Own Your Power, Stress and Wellbeing Sanctuary. So I do lives and trainings, free trainings in the group as well.
Wonderful. Thank you so much. So that's about it for this week, folks. Next week, I'm going to be thinking about breaking the communication barriers and also what communication actually is. So don't miss that one. In the meantime, if you have questions for us or you have comments about today's podcast, then you can pop up in either of our Facebook groups, because I have one for this podcast as well called the Be Truly Heard Forum. So pop along there and join and get involved in the conversation. And we'd love to hear from you. Thanks so much for joining me for this episode of Be Truly Heard. Please look out for future episodes and do subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. You can follow me on LinkedIn, Anne Leatherland, or learn more at annleatherland.co.uk. If you have questions and comments about speaking with confidence, I'd love to hear from you and will respond in future episodes. Be Truly Heard is brought to you by Vocal Intuition and produced by The Podcast Boutique. I'm your host, Anne Leatherland. Bye for now.